Hello everyone, you're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Hello, I am Dr. Margaret Fitzpatrick, president of St. Thomas Aquinas College, a vibrant, student-centered institution located in the New York City metropolitan area. St. Thomas Aquinas College provides a quality education in our schools of arts and science, business, and education. Enroll at St. Thomas Aquinas College, where we promote social responsibility through community engagement and create responsible citizens and leaders. Visit us at www.stac.edu.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
It's only love.
Hey everyone, welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital, and a lot is happening over here. Talk about the need for a lot of love in the atmosphere, and I'm just not quite sure what is it historically in which we can't make love a public policy or even a law. I keep thinking that there should be a law that if anyone acts loveless to another fellow citizen, there should be penalty. I don't, it just makes sense to me. And then again, it keeps me on guard to make sure that I'm paying attention to my own manifestation of law, the law of love. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that the day has been kind to you and that you too have been kind during the day, because nowadays we need a lot more of that in order to heal our broken heart. And I'm about to get on the air with Bridget Fonger, who's the author of her new book that's been released, Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then You Go and Save the World. But before I get Bridget on, let's get Sister Gita to do a sharing. And as you know, she does it so well. Sister Gita, what do you got for us?
Well, good day to all of you. Love and good wishes and happy, happy, happy New Year. Thank you, Sister Jenna, for making me a part of this wonderful, charitable, lovely act. Okay, taken from Companion of God, authored by Daddy Yankee, who is known to have the most powerful mind in the world. She was tested a few years ago, and honestly, I tell you, being in her presence gives you that feeling as though you're under the canopy of God's protection. The love of God. People tend to gravitate towards whatever produces an experience of love. They are drawn in that direction and often get stuck there. They form an attachment, and this continues to suck them in. I was never attracted towards anyone or anything in this way, and I have always rejected the kind of love that some people offer after conferring some status or title. I don't think I have ever run after anyone's love, not even at the point of my greatest spiritual search. I never expected it from my father, my mother, my husband, my guru, or my friends, from anyone. I always did have, however, a very deep desire to experience the love of God. People started prayer and worship in the hope of receiving something from God. They had a pull or desire to experience the love of God. God is so sweet. He's the ocean of love. Feeling God's love, you will never forget it, and always there would be the thought, let me sit in God's love. The perfect love is deep within our subconscious personality. We have it there, and to feel God's love brings us into a very, very wonderful state. Good luck to all of you. Thank you, Sister Jenna.
Thanks, Sister Gita. That was lovely. I have often just appreciated your insights on how to receive love at a higher level. There seems to always be many different compartments of love, but really love is just love. It's just the way it expresses itself through the way I worship, my faith, my partners, my children, in-laws, friends, colleagues at work. It's just, it always offers you a wide variety of ways in which for the soul to see to what extent am I love. But let's go to Bridget Fonger, because Bridget's, I think, maybe an expert or has been doing a lot of the research rather around it. So Bridget Fonger is the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go
Save the World, which is already released. It was her New Year's gift. She writes regularly for Thrive Global in various online publications and is the creator of Love Forward Talks, a speaker series whose intention is to inspire people to love and be loved even more, which is also the intention of her book, Superhero of Love. Bridget has been doing meditation and transformative work for over 30 years and has been on a lifelong journey to hone what she now understands are her ever-burgeoning superhero of love powers. Today, I welcome my friend, Bridget Fonger, to the air. Hi, Bridget. Thanks for coming
Hello. Oh, my God. Thank you for that introduction, and also that reading made me high. That was so beautiful.
That's Sister Gita. Whenever she reads her poems, and it's always my wish for her to read them more and more, it's just to get her to sit quietly in the studio as a challenge. But whenever she reads, we all get transported to another dimension. It's just in her spirit.
Yes. That was beautiful. Mm. I can barely talk now. Thank you very much.
We can hold a moment of silence if you want. I don't mind.
Oh, no, I am okay. And something just popped into my head, which is I study with Master John Douglas, who's a beautiful teacher from Australia, and he had me contemplating this phrase and gave a talk with this title of The Love of God's Love, which is what her reading reminded me of, and I felt like I was just being enveloped by that. It was so beautiful, considering the love of God, and she said feeling God's love, which is when she said that, it just like enveloped me in that beautiful love. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Well, congratulations on your new book. You must be really excited. Superhero of Love. And the subtitle, Heal Your Broken Heart, Then Go Out and Save the World. So tell us about how the whole thing started. What got you into putting pen to paper and talking about, you know, how do we become superheroes of love? Is it that we all have to go through a broken heart to actually begin to acknowledge our superhero powers?
I don't think so. I think that we all have heartbreaks through the course of our lives, and most often when we have those heartbreaks and heartaches, we don't really give them the full attention that we deserve. We don't give them that tender-hearted attention and holding our heart in that moment. And so what happens is that those wounded places in our heart just don't get the attention required to heal them, and they rear their heads in the future. In other words, I did study as one of the first things I did after this breakup. I had a breakup, and it brought me to my knees, and I said, I am going to do everything and anything that I can do in my power to come to the other side of this heartbreak even more powerful than ever. So that was my intention. Mm-hmm. And what I did first was go into Debbie Ford's workshop, The Shadow Process, and started studying shadow work. So those little disenfranchised pieces of ourselves that get set aside when we have those heartbreaks and we don't have someone to lead us through the emotional healing required. Childhood traumas are a big one. And those childhood traumas, those little disenfranchised little girls and boys that never were properly attended to, raise up their level of activity when we get in relationships and we are triggered, right? So those childhood wounds are triggered, and then they rise up. So that is the work that I did, starting with shadow work, was diving into what you also talk about so much, that subconscious, and Sister Gita just mentioned also the subconscious, going into the subconscious and seeing what's triggering me. Let me look at that wound triggering me and see if I can come to a place of peace and love in this moment with whatever's in front of me now as an adult.
And that's what I love about the times that we're in, Bridget, because there is a time that we were so much in the blame game. It's you did this, you did that. And even though people might have been without virtues, you know, when they yelled at us or when they hit us or did even more atrocious actions towards us, still you have to check. And it's interesting because when you sometimes speak to someone who's been sex trafficked or people who have been really abused, the trauma is so intense they don't even have the words for it. The language isn't there yet. And when they can rise up out of that in their own time, I think they're superheroes for sure.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And I know many people who had traumas like that where they say, no, Bridget, I can't do shadow work. I can't dive into those dark places, because if I do, I will perish. And so they are no less superheroes in the not doing of the work. It's yet what I continue to say to them is, I promise you that on the other side of that darkness, if you just open the door and look inside, on the other side of that is the most unbelievable light and freedom, freedom from that wound, freedom from those wounds, which is obviously unimaginable to someone who is entrenched in the wound, justifiably so. But the light on the other side of it is what I want to hold your hand and let's walk toward that light together. Let's dive into those shadows, which is not as treacherous a work as one would think. You think the image is walking into darkness is scary, but walking into the darkness by putting your attention on that darkness, your loving attention provides light. So soon, what was previously a dark and scary room is lit up and can be seen from the adult perspective, as opposed to the child's perspective, which even sheds more light and more understanding. But yeah, it's brave superhero work, and yet I don't
want
to.
Brave work,
yeah.
Definitely brave work. You're definitely not a coward when you not only hold tight with the stuff that you're traveling with on your soul's journey, but when you begin to take small steps to get out of the victimhood and to get out of the hurt and the pain, knowing that at some point in time it will click. It will get to the point that your healing or your healed heart will become a form of service, perhaps, for humanity. Because the subtitle of your book is Heal Your Broken Heart and Then Go and Save the World. You know, I've recently been asking everyone about this whole thing, how to remove the hurt from the heart. And the universe has just been sending so many different ways that I could look at this.
Yeah, and I also think one point that you just made and one point you made previously is that saving the world, it's one person at a time. It's us. So when I heal a major heart wound in me, who I am on this planet Earth is a far more loving and lovable person. And if each of us, and I'm constantly healing these heart wounds, you know, they feel healed, and then it's like, no, there's another deeper level of healing that's going to happen here. So another look. I just wrote an article about a heart wound that opened up the night of my book signing. I thought that was taken care of. No, indeed it was not. But these, every time we heal a piece of our heart, we are saving the world. And if you can just even imagine for a second, what if we all healed all those wounds in our hearts? The way we would bump up against each other would not be as bullies or bullied, as controlling or controlled. We would bump up against each other in a more loving way. Imagine terrorists healing their hearts. You've heard the stories of people that were in the KKK or were white supremacists who healed their hearts and are now being of service to the world.
Yes.
So that in the exalted example. And then, but I wanted to bring it also back to one thing that you said, one of the first things you said, which is that we're moving, which is so delightful that we're moving away from blaming each other. I remember when the election happened, it seemed like we were all pointing fingers on election day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all had our fingers out. And then, and that age-old phrase, when you're pointing your finger out at someone else, where are all those other fingers pointing? They are pointing at you. And
right.
I agree with you that in this last couple of years that we're moving toward this beautiful place where we are no longer, or we can see more and more that it doesn't serve us to point outward, that if we do our own internal work, that we are indeed saving the world and making a bigger difference.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. It's a new year. A lot of people are making new resolutions. They want to leave certain things behind them, and they want to step into a state of consciousness or just way of being definitely different than how it was in 2018. Any tips you can offer our listeners for taking care of their hearts in 2019?
Oh, yeah. I would write down the things that hurt your heart last year. Make a list of things that felt like they hurt your heart, or moments of pain last year. and write them all down, and then write down a list of things that you would like to create in your life this year, things that you'd like to see present. Maybe you want more love this year, or you want a new job this year, or you want to be more powerful in your current job. Write down the list of what you want, and write down that list of last year's heart pains, and see if you can see if there are some moments of pain from last year that if you dealt with them powerfully now, in this moment, that it could cause a shift in what you're trying to create this year.
Right.
So taking, like we were just talking about, taking full responsibility for those heart healings that could be of great service to you and your life and everyone in your life as well. Does that make sense?
That's a beautiful. It does. It does. I never thought about that. To write down the things that really hurt your heart that year and to address it. It just seems so simple to do. Have you ever found that sometimes in order to address the healing, a deep sense of honesty has to occur? And sometimes we just don't feel courageous enough to be honest with accepting where we are?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And in fact, oh, my gosh. And I don't know about you, but I can be so stubborn. And even though I know that lesson so well, that finger-pointing thing so well, I can still become so entrenched in, this is not about me. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I think it's very human to feel that way. Okay, wait. Can you restate that question for me one time? Because I just got off on...
Well, what happens when, you know... No, that's okay. I get that. Sometimes we're just not honest.
Yes,
with
honesty.
Where
thank
we
you so much.
Reached,
yes,
with where we've reached. So it becomes
yes.
hard to make the shift. Any suggestions?
Yes, it is. So biggest thing about being honest with yourself is that it's the first step to causing a shift if you're interested in causing
mm-hmm.
a shift toward more peace and more love. Because if we are not entrenched in the present moment, in what mm-hmm. is so currently, then we cannot cause a shift or a change. So taking full responsibility, being in integrity with ourselves, being honest with ourselves, all of those bring us to the present moment where we can take a full assessment of our hearts, bodies, minds, and souls,
mm-hmm.
and then step into causing a shift. But, yeah, I agree. So I got off on this tangent because you sent me into this tizzy of remembering how I even am about being sometimes being honest with yourself is hard, right? It's a lifelong pattern, for instance, just like the one I discovered last week, a lifelong pattern that I didn't even see. I had blinders on.
Yeah, and I think it takes a very deep practice of listening, one, and secondly, accepting that energetically, spiritually, emotionally, we're always changing.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And it's
mm-hmm.
the sincerity and the purity of our own existence is saying, I know there's something better for me. And if mm-hmm. I can only listen so I can catch the thoughts that are actually feeding my deception versus feeding my love or my joy or my truth, then by being honest, I'm able to shift, I think, the tides of awareness a lot more easier. Well, look, I know you've got a Superhero of Love podcast. Could you tell us a little bit about it and the types of guests that you bring on your show?
Well, let's see. Who's my most recent, most amazing guest? It was Sister Jenna. My podcast with Sister Jenna just went up this morning, and I am so happy that it is one of the very first podcasts of the year because that conversation was such a beautiful, tender way to enter the year. First of all, Sister Jenna talks very beautifully to people who do not have a meditation practice yet, who might open the door slightly to step into a meditation practice. And I've never heard someone speak so beautifully about stepping into onto that journey for the first time. That was so beautiful, Sister Jenna. And,
very kind of you. Thank you.
No, and we talked, and we also spoke about other ways that we can walk into this new year holding our heart tenderly and yet stepping into the year powerfully. So I'm so happy you were on. So everybody check that out. It's the Superhero of Love podcast, and it's everywhere that you get your podcasts, and you'll see that the most recent episode is Sister Jenna. And who I speak to on that podcast is people who are in the business of healing their hearts and helping others heal their hearts and encouraging and inspiring people to love and be loved more.
Beautiful. I really loved our conversation. And I believe that when we were talking, your books had just arrived, and it was an amazing time.
It was the first day of this year. I will never forget starting out 2019 with Sister Jenna. Yeah,
what
it was the day
gift.
My book came out. Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't it sweet for the book to arrive at that time?
Yes. It was beautiful.
You.
It was like you blessed my book. It was really a perfect.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. It was
so
really
happy
great.
For you. So now, I know when we spoke, you're like, okay, look, I'm not a Marianne Williamson. I'm not a Michelle Obama. So when we get these books, so we go on a book tour, you know, I don't want to sit there with just one person. I did my book for my own healing. But come on, still, it's fun. You never know who's in the room. Tell us, are you going to do any book signings? Are you going to be on tour traveling?
Yeah. You know, I had my big book launch at Roman's Bookstore, which is like the most famous bookstore here in Southern California. It's the largest independent bookseller, I think, on the West Coast, possibly. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's an amazing bookstore, and we did a book launch, and it was standing room only, and it was very, very, very exciting and fun. And I am now working on setting up some book signings in other cities. So the way that people can stay in touch with where I'm going to be is go to superherooflove.com. I've just now begun starting to do that, but I think I'll do one in Chicago and possibly do one in Texas and possibly D.C. and New York. We'll see over the course of the next several months. But they can definitely communicate with me via the website and tell me where they think I should go as well.
So what's the best website that we could find more information on you?
superherooflove.com, and I'm on all the social media platforms at Superhero of Love. I have a Superhero of Love page on Facebook as well, and everybody will see that I've also posted today on all the social media about the podcast with you as well. So
I'm looking forward to that. Now leave us with one little simple love message that you could share with our listeners about what does love mean to you.
I started this conversation by mentioning Master Don Doug was my teacher, and there's a beautiful quote of his that is in the book, which is just 8 words long, but it's a beautiful one, and it applies to what Siskita was reading as well. But the quote is, "Love alone will lead you on God's path." And I truly do believe that this journey has deepened, this journey of overcoming this heartbreak has led me closer and closer and closer to God and to the divine in me and to what I call the mighty flame inside all of us, which is that source of the purest, unconditional, ever-burgeoning love that we all have inside of us. That is the core of my message today with you, Sister Jenna.
I love that. That's perfect. Bridget Fonger, thank you so much, and much, much more success for this book and the many more books to come.
Thank you so much. It was so great talking to you.
Same here. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So sometimes you never know. It could be a broken heart, something that's just going on in our lives, and it just births something beautiful. It could be a book. It could be a podcast. It just could be the rest of your life that changes forever. So celebrate whoever thought that you weren't enough, or celebrate when you thought that you weren't enough made you begin to realize that you were more than enough. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation today with Bridget Fonger. And if you'd like more information, go to superherooflove.com or loveforwardstalks.com. And also, I've just released a new television series, Soul Talk on Capitol Hill, where I go into the walls of the Capitol and interview some of our members of Congress about what's happening to them at a deeper level. So go to Conscious Good Media to see some of my conversations with former Congressman Charles Rangel, Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio. Just go to Conscious Good Media, go to the Mind Field, and you will see the four-part television series that I did whereby I asked members of Congress, what does God mean to you? What is consciousness? What is soul? And what's your vision for America? I think you're going to find it quite enlightening. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. So let's do that a little bit more. Shine so bright that people around you just have to shine too. Here's my friend, Sanatan Kaur, People of Love. Take care, everyone. I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.